welcome back to another episode of the Oklahoma Today podcast. In the studio of the Vault 405 in lovely downtown Edmond, we've got Oklahoma Today editors Nate Gunner.
Hello.
And me, Greg Elwell, ready to give you a rundown of the best our state has to offer. But first, the Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
They're so great.
They are.
We love them.
But I've got another couple of Made in Oklahomas that I love.
It's a special day.
And they're in here with us today. We pulled them away from their pie heroin den. The Pie Junkies are here.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing
so good.
So good.
Glad to be pulled away from the pie making den.
Yes. Leslie and Darcy from the Pie Junkie in Oklahoma City's Plaza District. Mm-hmm. Some of the best, probably the best pie you'll ever taste in your life. Like Grandma Schmamma.
Frank. Yes.
Wow, that is a bold statement.
But trying to take out Grandma.
Well, now, didn't you guys, weren't you all just, was it People Magazine?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy,
and
right?
USA Today.
Yes, we've been in both of those publications.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild. We were laughing on the way here, though, that I'll let Darcy talk about that because her mom is.
My mother, I'm from Tennessee, and my mother, you know, likes to keep all the clippings and keep up with all the places that we've been mentioned. And I remember when people came out, I was like, this is so cool. And I was taking pictures of it. And I sent a text to her. And then I was like, you know what? She's not going to care because it's not Southern Living. It could have like a million times more readership. Doesn't care. It's not Southern Living. Yeah. So we still have work to do.
That's the ultimate goal.
Right.
Southern Living, if you're listening.
They're not listening.
They're not.
Well, it's like I know for a fact that, you know, Nate, you know, obviously editor-in-chief of Oklahoma Today, you know, seems like a great job. But until he's in Garden and Gun, you know.
I know. It just doesn't
count.
What
you going to do?
Well, we were talking also that one of the very first kind of press mentions that we got was in Oklahoma Today.
Mm-hmm. That was so much fun.
We did a
pie graph with all the different kinds of pie.
It was such a cool visual.
What was so much fun about that, my husband and I were talking about this last night, because he goes, I remember when they were a pie speakeasy.
Yeah.
And you had to go to the church.
Kitchen.
Yeah, you had to go to the church kitchen and like enter through the back door, and like there was like a special handshake and a knock and a code word. And because after we did that spread, I was like, I want this for my birthday. And so he came and got one for my birthday, and that was the first time he'd ever had it. But you know, we'd had it. Oh, I just great ever since.
Yeah, yeah, I just remember thinking like, wow, like
we
this is a professional
big time
photographer, and we like this might be a thing, y'all.
Yeah,
because Oklahoma Today, like, wow.
Well, the best part about that too, and for listeners, a little behind the scenes look, like we screwed up the first shoot so badly that we had to have you guys give us more pie. Y'all remember y'all had to come back a second time because we messed it up so bad the first time.
I think we were okay to do that though.
It was fine with us because we got to eat all this pie.
Sure.
Yes.
But I felt bad.
Don't feel bad. We were just thrilled to do anything.
We had so much fun.
We did have a lot of fun, and it was just right at the beginning for us, and grateful. So, and we're still here. Yeah. So, yay.
Hey,
thanks for
having us back. Yeah.
Well, that was back in the days when we found an Instagram post or a Facebook post from years ago that was like, guys, we made 16 pies today. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
Right.
It was back in that time.
It's a few more than that now. How many pies a day is it now?
Well, it kind of depends on the day.
Okay.
It can vary because now we, you know, we have slices and then we sell whole pies. And so I would say a slow day is probably a couple hundred pies for us. And then, obviously, at Thanksgiving, we're selling whole pies about 1,500 that one day. Yeah.
We lovingly refer to as Black Pie Day.
Black Pie Day.
Black Pie Day.
Well, would you guys mind, because I think we know the story, but maybe the listeners don't. How did Pie Junkie get started? How did you guys meet and kind of begin this journey?
This crazy journey.
Yeah.
Well, we were stay-at-home moms, which is I have a lot of respect for parents that do that. I was not cut out for that in the long term. So Darcy and I were stay-at-home moms. We decided we really wanted to find an outlet to use our love of baking and cooking together and make a little money. Mm-hmm. And so we started catering and doing some cooking classes, and we rented the kitchen at St. Luke's. They were very welcoming of us, which I'm always very grateful for. And we started doing these classes and cooking, and it was really great and fun. And then some the folks at SMB Burger Joint approached us about doing a pie for their, when they only had the one at 59th Street.
Yeah.
And so we made a pie, and they came back and said, oh, okay, that was great. That went over pretty well. Can you make two pies? And it just, it kind of grew from there very, like, organically. And at some point, we were like, we should really just be doing pie. Like, we should, there no one was really doing that in the city at the time. So we just kind of ran with that. And, you know, when we were at the church kitchen, so we did pies and we did meals, take-home meals.
So. For a while, we catered, which was not very smart. We were not cut out for the catering.
I blocked a lot of things out of my brain.
It was hard. I mean, give it to the caterers.
I mean, like a lot of things.
Yeah.
You're right. Catering is that's not for the weak. Mm-hmm. So we started out Grow That Church Kitchen. And so we just really spent a long time.
We were looking for a place.
Anything quickly. We spent a year and a half looking, and we ended up in the Plaza District, and we've been there 6.5 years now, which is crazy to me. So mm-hmm. we've been doing this together for 10 years.
Wow.
Which I don't think a lot of people know.
I only clue in on it when I see pictures of the kids from when we were like building out the the space, and the kids were little, and so we'd had this office built kind of extra big so the kids could come to the shop and be in the back office and hang out while we were still baking. And it was really just Leslie and I, and we had a friend who had a son at class, and he would walk over after school, and that was our staff. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely changed a lot, but I don't realize it until I see the kids and how little
they were. Best after school job ever.
Right.
I was a telemarketer. So much better.
In high school?
Yeah.
Little Caesars.
That's a long story. Wow. So, 200 to 1,500 pies a day, depending on the day. That's amazing. So, like, do you guys feel like you have it down to a science now? Is there kind of an assembly line feel to it? Or is it always like, oh, Lord, what's going to happen today?
A little of both.
There's definitely between an art and a science, I think. We've tried to create some processes that help us create things, but we're still making everything by hand, everything from scratch, mm-hmm. and we have a wonderful baking team that helps to make that happen. So, yeah, it's...
I have seen the butter delivery before, and it is a sight to behold.
It's
because
cool.
if you're making minimum 200 pies a day... And your butter shipment's coming in. How often are you getting a butter shipment in?
Oh, I would almost daily. Yeah. I'd say. I mean,
and it's just like a pallet of butter. Just there's so much butter.
My job
in.
Is so hard.
Were there any pies that you guys had started off with that have gone into the vault and it's like no more.
We did a weird ginger. What do we do? Chocolate ginger?
Orange ginger. Orange ginger. It was ginger snap crest, chocolate Ooh. Ganache.
Like an orange mousse?
Orange mousse.
That was there for That's a weird. Hot second. I know we get asked a lot about meringue.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done some meringue. Yeah, I Darcy's wish everyone could see Darcy's face right now.
Just can't it's do just
it's not for us.
It's
for
so a lot hard. Of
it is it's hard, yeah. And it does not stay. It also, I think personally, like this is blasphemous, but I don't think it tastes very good.
I mean, how could you have that over like fresh whipped cream, like heavy cream?
So you guys just let me off the hook, because every Christmas I have my great grandmother's coconut cream pie recipe, and every Christmas or every Thanksgiving we have a big work. Thing at the tourism department, and I always make a coconut cream pie. And last year when I was doing it the night before, Brian, my husband, came in the kitchen. He's like, are you okay? Because I'm hearing a lot of cursing. I'm hearing a lot of shouting. You yelled at the dog, who has nothing to do with what you're doing. And if you met my dog, you'd get it. But like he just came in to like really to seriously check on me. Like it was like a wellness check, because I was having so much trouble with that meringue. Right? And I, like, it was awful. So I feel like you guys just kind of saved my holidays a little bit by...
It's okay. If you don't want to do meringue,
this is
do
like
meringue.
My Goodwill Hunting moment when you're like, it's not your fault.
It's not not your fault.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, my grandma put meringue on everything. And what's hilarious about it is not only did she put meringue on it, like, she left everything out on the counter. She never refrigerated anything. Oh, and so from, like, a health department.
Inspector's head would explode.
Right. So, like, yeah. But she, I remember even as a kid, I loved her. I mean, she was who taught me to make pie, but I would scrape that meringue off. I only ate. I mean,
yes. Every time I got a meringue pie as a child, it was always, I was so excited. First of all, love pie. Why wouldn't you? You know? And then you've got this, just this mile high dessert in front of you with this big fluffy cloud. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, it's whipped cream. I am going to just go to town on this. It is going to be a war crime. And then you go through and it's this like wibbly wobbly and you're like, what's happening? And then you get a bite and you're like, okay, crust is good. Okay. Filling's good. And meringue. Okay. Well, and then it's just like,
yeah.
And then
same.
Everything underneath. So I deeply appreciate your love of the whipped cream topping. I have to say, I made the mistake of taking some Pie Junkie pie home with me to my parents, who now, if they think I'm going anywhere near Pie Junkie, and they don't have a great grasp on the geography of Oklahoma City, so pretty much when I go to work, they're like, you gonna bring us some pie home? No. Not today.
Someone tweeted the other day, I don't remember who it was, but so shout out to whoever this was on Twitter, you're brilliant, said, you'll never feel more like Rick Steves than when you take your parents to dinner in the Plaza District.
Yes. Yep.
Which was just brilliant. It's so great down there, though. I mean, you guys were early pioneers down there.
We were. Yeah. The Mule was really kind of the first down there, and of course they're excellent and just wonderful guys. And then we opened shortly before Empire, and it's booming down there. It's great. It's kind of great to be down there with all those really just, I think, progressive business owners who were just really trying to make a mark on the OKC food scene. Yeah. And so it's pretty cool just to be down there. And everyone's, I know this sounds cheesy, like everyone is just really great down there. Mm-hmm. All those restaurant owners are just really fantastic. And we love bouncing ideas off each other and supporting one another. And it's great to be down there.
It's a true neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's very much. When we first opened, we didn't know what to expect on the first night, and it was live on the plaza. And so we're like baking all day, and we're like, I wonder if anybody will show up. Cool. And there's a line out our door and all the way down to, did it go all the way to Velvet Monkey or close to Velvet Monkey? And so then we're freaking out. Like, Leslie's covered in flour in the back, and I'm trying to talk to people.
It's like an everyday occurrence, by the way.
Hi, this is what we have. Sorry we're selling out. Like, doing the whole thing. And we kept running out of stuff, and then we went across the street, and the guys at the Mule gave us literally a cup of sugar. And then next door, Saints, they gave us some heavy cream. And we were like all over the neighborhood just trying to survive that one night.
Wow.
And the guys at the Mule rewarded us with a poutine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so nice.
The night.
They did.
Wow.
I know.
I think I was there.
Probably.
Night.
You're so now. Like, you probably were.
I'm so now. Oh, yeah.
You're just very, you're everywhere.
Well, because I remember in the early days of Live on the Plaza when that was all happening, like, the thing for a couple years was like, man, the one thing this place needs is food. And now it's like the food destination of the city. Like, you can't experience Oklahoma City and not go down to the Plaza.
There's
District,
every type of food down there on this now.
Yeah. The other thing I would say about the Plaza versus some other parts of the city district wise is that everything feels very cutting edge, very, you know, on the tip of the spear, basically. I mean, Goro was the second ramen place in the city, and you know, and still had a menu that was different enough that you would not confuse it with Tamashii. Had you guys in there, the Mule doing, you know, I remember when they first opened, because I actually wrote about it when they first opened it. It was like, so it's just a grilled cheese restaurant, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love grilled cheese. I'm like, well, I mean, they do. They really do. Boy, when they opened, and it was just, it seems like every time someplace new goes in there, it explodes. But at the same time, like, if ever there's too long a line at some place in the Plaza District, it's like, well, cool, walk 5 feet and there's going to be more great food.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to be able to find something really good down there.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of an awesome place to be. And I love that it's really walkable, too. I mean, Yes. That's what makes the Plaza unique, is that, you know, park your car, walk the whole district, and just eat your way through the whole place. So, yeah.
Go home, sleep for 2 days.
Come back.
Come back. Yeah, do it again. Yeah. We made the mistake one night of riding our bikes, because we live in Cleveland,
yeah.
So we're not that far away, right? So, like,
right.
It's like, you know, 20-minute bike ride at most. Riding down and, like, having a full meal and pie and things and stuff, and then we were riding home like,
I'd be pushing my bicycle.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, what if we just, like, left them here?
Yeah, right.
Like, maybe we could, like, stash them on the side of this house. The people won't notice. We can, like, Uber home, get the car, come back, get the bikes.
Yeah.
But we pushed through. We made it work. We pushed through and slept. That was a Friday night, and we got back up on Monday and went to work.
You're the real hero.
No. But you got – it's getting to almost be Thanksgiving time, and that's a huge thing for you guys. So talk a little bit about that, because I know that Black Pie Day is – I've been by there on Black Pie Day and seen the lines and seen the people, and yeah, this is coming up. People need to get ready.
It is.
Yeah.
We are mentally preparing as we speak. I think what's funny is, and Darcy can talk probably more about this, we don't just have a random number that we decide to take. Darcy has literally been in the walk-in refrigerators with, like, measuring, actually, like, figuring out physically how many pies we can stack in the wall. I mean, so we have a actual finite number. And I know we're tiny. I mean, we're like 1,000 square feet. So I know that we want to be able to take everyone's order, but we really only have a certain amount of space.
Yeah, it breaks our heart not to be able to take everybody's order.
It breaks really a lot of people's hearts.
I know.
Yeah. We clear the place out, bring in extra coolers, and I literally have gone through with a tape measure and measured every inch to know exactly how many pies that we can fit
in
the shop.
It's
so
science.
When people are like, can't you just take one more? I'm like, legit, no.
Well, yeah. So if people want to order their pies for Thanksgiving, what is you guys start taking pre-orders in November?
I'll let Darcy talk about that.
Yes, we start every year the first Tuesday of November, so it's easy for everybody to remember, right at 10 a.m., and we do all of the orders online. It does fill up quickly, so we encourage people to go ahead and look at the menu in advance, know what you'd like to order, so you can quickly add it to your cart on that morning, and then have your credit card number copied and pasted so that you can paste it in and get
this
that
like
order
getting,
in.
It's like getting Ticketmaster of
tickets.
Pie.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I remember getting tickets to Hamilton and was like freaking out. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what it's like.
It's what it feels
This is what it's like to get the last tart cherry pie.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Oh, that's my favorite one, actually.
Really?
Yes, tart cherry.
Oh, boy.
So. Delicious.
Yeah, that's the menu is posted, so everybody has a chance to look in advance and see what we've got. But that what we call Black Pie Day, the day before Thanksgiving, sells out very quickly, usually within minutes, unless we break the internet. And then hang on, we'll get back and figure it out. We may or may not have broken the internet last year.
I have this idea that people are coming from, like, all around. Like, it's not just Oklahoma City, right? The orders
for
Black Pie Day.
I would say it's predominantly Oklahoma City
and the
OKC Metro.
Okay.
I would say, but there are some that, you know, I know we always have some Tulsa area folks and some Lawton area, but it's
Ponca.
Oh yeah, Ponca. So,
what about just general visitors? Where have you had people?
Oh my goodness. We almost got a map and started pinning
where people were coming
from, especially in the summer. Lots of tourist groups, people driving, you know, cross country.
They'll just be, they'll be on I-40 and they'll just do some, you know, Googling and stop by. And that's kind of fun. And we've had from multiple states, both coasts, just
that's
stop
awesome.
By. It is really fun. And just to talk to them and we're... we're pretty friendly, probably maybe a little too friendly sometimes. So we're like, oh, tell me about your life story. And it's pretty awesome.
That's one of the things I love, though. And you guys have such a great staff. And everybody's so friendly. You know, it's like, you know that when you go in there, it's not just you're going to get a great piece of pie. Like, your day is going to be made better.
Well, that makes my day that you said that. Because we work really hard. And our staff is really fantastic. But they work really hard.
It seems like you guys have really created a good culture there.
That's important to us, to have a good culture.
Yeah. And the pie tastes better when a happy person serves it.
That's true. Yes. Yeah. That's science. No, that's absolutely science. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking about the butter delivery again because I want to come. I want to see time. This like at some point. I want to come watch because I'm fascinated and I just love butter. If this is a secret, that's okay. You can tell me to shut up. But is it a butter? Because there's like so many different ways to make crust, right? Is it a butter crust?
It's an all butter crust. Okay. And it's even a little controversial within my family and my husband's family. His grandmother used to put the vodka in the pie crust.
Oh, yeah.
She was kind of stunned that that wasn't something that I did. My grandma used vodka
somewhere else.
in my mouth. While I'm trying to roll out the pie crust.
Is that supposed to make it, is that for more layers?
Yeah, so I think the alcohol, as it evaporates out, it creates airy layers.
Okay.
In theory.
Is vinegar supposed to do the same
thing? I believe
vinegar
is the same thing.
Yeah.
Ours is all butter. When I first started making crust, mine was all shortening.
See, that's why I do the butter-flavored Crisco.
Yum.
Because it's like the best of both worlds, right? It's that buttery flavor, but it's,
right.
Because I fail at butter. Like, I got an F in butter.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Keep trying. Okay. You'll pass. You'll pass. It'll be okay. Ours is all butter. I think it's just, as with anything, it's just what works for you.
Sure.
Pie crust is really personal, and sometimes you just have to, we've always said that you just have to practice and practice. Mm-hmm. Like, most people don't just wake up and they're like, look at this beautiful pie crust that I made. That's just not like that. It takes practice, learning to roll, learning to crimp, learning to get the dough the right consistency. And so when I started, it was easier for me to achieve what I thought was a decent pie crust with shortening. I've since moved onto butter, but you got to do...
You've graduated.
I've graduated. I passed.
You've leveled up.
I've leveled up.
That's awesome.
But so
but
shortening
see, like,
works for you.
I know that I always have to buy, if I want to make one pie, I have to buy enough for two crusts because I know I'm going to mess the first one up.
Yeah.
Like, because I always overwork the first one. I don't know what it is.
It's
but
like the first pancake.
Yeah. So I always buy twice what I need because I just know, like, okay, the first one is going to be garbage and I'm going to throw it away. And then I will restart on the second. And it's okay. Like,
that's
okay. Yeah.
You know that. And you just... I think crust takes a lot of patience.
Yes, and I don't have tons of that. Yeah.
Well, and it was a learning experience for me because I'm
character
not a,
building.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not a patient person, and so it was very frustrating.
High
for
fives
me.
For High the impatient
fives.
People.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
What are some of the lessons, other pie lessons that you guys have learned? Because I look at a pie as, like, there's so many ways to fail.
Oh.
Like Nate's already off on the crust, but I think about fillings that have too much liquid, fillings that don't have enough liquid to them, over-seasoning. What is it that you guys have – are there any tips that you would give someone who is getting into trying to learn to bake their own pies?
Well, I just think you have to just, I know we just talked about this, you have to be patient. You have to try things over and over and not be, and be okay with the first 1 to 5 to 10 failing and not being awesome. I also feel like don't go on Pinterest. I'm sorry. There is nothing.
No.
There is no good recipes on Pinterest.
That,
and that might be controversial, but I stand by that statement.
And it's okay not to have like some super fancy woven braided cut out crazy insane crust that you saw on Pinterest and feel like that pressure that you have to do that for Thanksgiving. There's some whole Pinterest like
you don't have to be Martha
effect
Stewart.
right
You can just make it look like it looks not like it's supposed to look.
If you're looking at a recipe, we a lot of times have family recipes and then I will research recipes and I always kind of end up mixing everything together and testing. But if you're looking at a recipe and there is not salt in the recipe, that's wrong.
Okay.
almost always you I have a real hatred of almond extract. So
like you don't even know. Like her hatred is like, deep and
really?
True.
Yes.
So if there's if anything calls for more than a quarter teaspoon of almond extract, that's a no for me, dog. It's you need to replace.
Oh, you almost made Greg spit out his coffee right then. That was great. Yeah.
You like replace it with vanilla. Okay. Is always a good option, or just back off on them because you don't want that to be the leading flavor.
Sure.
That's something I hear a lot on like the Great British Baking Show is they're, they hate, well, one, almond extract is like every time you see someone really going for it, it's just like bottom of the pile. This is not going to go well for you.
Yeah.
Paul Hollywood is going to be like, no.
Giving you his death stare.
There's no handshake after that.
No.
What
that's fascinating. I just learned something. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool.
What now you guys also do you change out your pies every month. You have like a pie of the month sort of thing too. So are there any what's coming up? What can people look forward to?
Okay, well for October we're doing our orange bourbon pecan. We use a lot of bourbon, you guys. Yeah. Like
a lot.
Yeah. And that's all you need to know. We just use a lot of bourbon, and we use Maker's Mark. It's very important to us.
Hey,
the quality of the bourbon.
You have good taste in bourbon. That's important.
Yes.
That's another one of my favorites. It was that Bird Dog with the blackberry whiskey.
Yes. Yeah, that one's fantastic. It's really sweet and sugary.
It's like a buttermilk pie with a hint of blackberry.
A little, yes.
It's delicious.
Well, something. That was a perfect description. You're hired. That's
well,
great.
Hello.
We have apple cranberry crumble coming up in November, and that one's great because it's kind of our traditional apple, but we take fresh cranberries and put them in there. So there's a nice tartness to it, which I prefer. Mm-hmm. I like the more tart pies as opposed to the Bird Dog is really, really sweet.
Yes.
That's probably the sweetest one that we
have.
Oh,
for sure. Yeah. It's like diabetes inducing. And then in December, we have the Holiday Mint, which is.
Oh.
It's like a menthol pie. It's so good. I don't
know.
I mean, it's
just like a mint pie.
Yeah, that.
It's
we were going for less, Andy's mint.
But. Right, less cigarette.
Like I was going to say, not really like a Newport.
More yeah. Right,
right,
more chocolate mint.
You just see me outside Pie Junkie stubbing out a pie on the on the curb. Like, yeah, I'm done. Oh, this is good. Get rid of my pie shakes for a minute.
That's exciting, though, because I'm married to someone who's a huge fan of chocolate and mint together. He'll eat anything.
Yeah,
chocolate and mint.
That's one of my favorite combinations. It's not for everybody.
Yeah,
people feel really passionately about it. Either they love it or they're like,
I'm gonna come get one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's yummy. It looks festive. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So I like that one.
That's awesome. Yeah. My birthday this year, he was like, what do you? I was like, I want Pie Junkie, and so he went and got slices, and I was like, I don't remember what slices they have right now. So just text me when you're there. Right. But I remember that you had Pineapple Millionaire, which I love the Pineapple Millionaire. That's so good. So it's like definitely a slice of that. And then he texts me. He's like, they also have birthday pie. I was like, well, it's my birthday. Right.
Yeah.
Like I probably ought to have another slice. Like, so he brought me both.
Oh,
and the birthday pie was great.
Fantastic,
he's
by
pretty
the way.
Awesome. Yeah.
He
He'll go
great.
Get Pie Junkie whenever what else could you ask in a
that's
person?
True, that's
know?
True love right there.
Right. Yeah. Because I am a legit pie junkie.
I hate to do this. We are almost out of time. We got to get to our events.
Well, that's exciting, though. We
have
good events.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in Oklahoma. Tishomingo Trunk or Treat. Are you looking for a safe and fun way to rake in as many treats as possible? Head to Tishomingo, where costumed kids can wander in search of the best candy without parents having to worry about safety. This is cool. And if you've never been to Main Street Tishomingo, it's a cool small town to go hang out in. The street will be well lit. The crowds will be costumed to the gills or the neck bolts or the mermaid tails or the Ghostbuster proton packs or the Star Trek communication badges or whatever it is you're wearing. And the sweets will be many. If Tishomingo is a little far for you to go, there are actually events like this in small towns all over the state. You can visit. When we were putting this list together, I found dozens of these things all over the place. So, you know, if your neighborhood doesn't do it, or if you live somewhere where there's not a ton of trick-or-treating happening, you can go find a small town with a cool main street, and they do these all over the state. Just visit travelok.com. There's an events tab, and you can just search, and it's very easy to find. Also, if you go to Tishomingo, stop into Old Red, Blake Shelton's Red. Place, have some of that Nashville hot chicken. That place is legitimately great food.
It is. The chili. I'm obsessed with their chili.
I didn't have it when I was there, but I'll have to try that next time.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good cornbread, too. October 31st to November 2nd, Oklahoma City Rocky Horror. If you are looking to celebrate the more grown-up side of Halloween, Oklahoma City has not one but two great ways to do the time warp. The first is at the Boom Nightclub in Oklahoma City's 39th Street area through October 31st.
Leslie's like cheering that on. That's awesome.
They are staging a combination stage show movie screening of the iconic Tim Curry version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Show up early for a special meatloaf dinner.
I love that, right? They're doing a meatloaf dinner with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's awesome.
Oh, boy. you know, in just one meal, it'll make a man out of you.
That's right.
If you want the full live experience, you can go to Lyric Theater in the Plaza District. Stop by Pie Junkie.
That's right.
And for the Rocky Horror Show, a live musical complete with audience participation through November 2nd. Whether you're a Janet, a Brad, or a full-on Frankenfurter, you're bound to want to sing along with all the iconic songs and witty quips. I know I said that right, and it doesn't seem like I did. Anyway, we can see you shiver with anticipation.
Say it!
Patient.
Aw. I love Rocky Horror. That's going
to
be fun.
Oh, my. Did I tell you I was just driving home the other day, and they were playing...
the Midnight Double Feature?
Yes. Yeah. On The Spy.
Oh, that's awesome.
And as soon as I heard that, I was like, all right. When this is done, I just pulled up the album and was listening to it all the rest of the way home. Such a good soundtrack.
If you ever want to get a karaoke bar on its feet, do Sweet Transvestite. Everybody knows that song and will sing along. It's great fun.
All right.
Speaking of clothing, mm-hmm. sort of, this is actually the thing I'm most excited about, and I am going to get tickets to this. Todrick Hall is coming to the Tower Theater. Nails, hair, hips, heels, tickets. You'll need all of the above when Todrick Hall brings his House Party World Tour to the Tower Theater on November 1st in Oklahoma City. Todrick's amazing. Okay, he's a YouTube star. If you saw the Taylor Swift video, You Need to Calm Down, which was hilarious and great. He choreographed and executive produced that whole thing. He's a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. And his new album, House Party, actually it's like a series of EPs. I was listening to it on the way here, actually. It's so good. I swear he's the best thing out there right now. And like pop, hip hop, he's so much fun. I love his music. I dig him. I think he's cool. But great songs like Drapecia and Wig and all these awesome things. Go see Todrick Hall at the Tower Theater in Oklahoma City on November 1st. And Pie Junkies around the corner, by the
that's
way.
That's so sweet.
Thanks for the continual plugs.
You know!
sadly, very far away from Pie Junkie is Dia de los Muertos Arts Festival in Tulsa. It might be the day after Halloween, but it's not quite time to put the decorations away. Head to Living Arts of Tulsa in the Tulsa Arts District to celebrate Hispanic heritage and culture and commune with those who have died at the colorful and unique Dia de los Muertos Festival. Hear live music, watch the skeleton parade, get some great Mexican food, and watch Mexican dancers. Kids will love the face painting, fire dancers, and sidewalk art, and you will love a moment's peace.
That thing is so much fun. Through November 2nd, Nightmare Warehouse in Enid. So if you just can't get quite enough Halloween fun and scares, Enid will happily lock you inside. I mean, not the town of Enid, but in Enid, you can be happily locked inside a 6,000-square-foot asylum and just kind of see what happens.
Sure.
So it would seem like this kind of a terrible idea the rest of the year. Like, if this happens to you in April, you probably need to check some things in your life.
But June 14th, this is a bad day.
Right. Right. If you find yourself locked inside an asylum, it means that you need to reconsider some things. But if you do it in Enid through November 2nd, it's going to be a lot of fun because it's filled with actors in terrifying costumes. Terrifying animatronics, which all animatronics are kind of terrifying. But anyway, it's just a lot of fun. It's been rated one of the state's top 10 haunts, and it'll be open through November 2nd up in Enid, so you can go up there and have some scares.
Yeah, and November 1st through the 4th is Will Rogers Days in Claremore. It's been nearly 85 years since Will Rogers was killed with Wiley Post in a fateful plane crash in Alaska. By the way, is it not a little bizarre that we have two airports in Oklahoma City named after guys who died in the same plane crash?
It's a little odd.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's okay.
That said, Will Rogers still Oklahoma's favorite son, and his quotes resonate with the times no matter what they are. Celebrate the legacy of the Cherokee Cowboy, the star of Wild West shows, films, radio, and political commentary. at Claremore's Will Rogers Days, November 1st through the 4th. With activities for children, a car show, trick roping, a birthday celebration, and more, this is a great way to pass Will's legacy on to the next generation.
That's right.
We are going to pass you off on to our next episode.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us, and thank you.
One more time. When do pre-orders open?
Tuesday, November 5th at 10 a.m. at www.piejunkie.com.
Have your credit card number copied and pasted. This is a good piece of advice. Get ready.
Be ready.
Get your pies. And is it okay if, for example, I'm asking for a friend, if they buy a pie and then pretend they made it themselves?
We tell people all the time to do that. My friend would be happy to do that. Just take it out of the packaging, put it.
We have take and bake pies. You can literally
say you bake this.
Oh,
pie.
Good.
Bake the pie at home.
Awesome. All right.
Pull it out. Ta-da.
All right. Cool.
But thank you guys.
Yeah, my friend is going to win at Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Show everybody.
That's right.
Once again, we want to thank our friends at MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition, for helping sponsor this podcast, taking care of us here. The good people at the Vault 405, where we record our show, and of course, we would be remiss if we did not remind you to subscribe to Oklahoma Today. The great magazine, we put it out 6 times a year. We're already busy working on the next issue right now.
Tulsa issue is out right now.
Oh,
that's exciting.
So,
cool cover art by Matt Moffitt.
Oh, man.
We just got our preview copies in the office yesterday, and they're on their way to subscribers as we speak.
I'm extremely excited for people to get to see this one, because we...
We had a blast working on this
one.
We've been working on it since April.
Yes.
So
Your covers are always amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
They
that's
really
nice
are.
Of you. This one's, like, extra special. And then the next issue after that is the Oklahoma City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss an episode. Rate and review us online, please. 5 stars, everybody. And if you have any questions or comments, you can send those to oktpod@travelok.com. We will talk to you again next week.
Nom, nom, nom.